Tracy Winchester from the Five Points Business and now Historic Cultural District. Tracy Winchester, good to see you again.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
glad to be here.
Yeah, what is this this new name for the district?
Well, this is in response to the community when this area became a historic district in 2002. And at that time, it was called the Welton Street Cultural District. The problem with that is that it didn't really recognize the fact that it's Five Points that everybody knows this area as.
Yeah, that's the name.
And that's why the community was saying, we really need to have our signs and our district be named the Five Points Historic Cultural District. And that's what's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, there's new signage going
Absolutely.
In. Saw some over right at Park Avenue 23rd and Welton to let people know, hey, here's where you are.
Absolutely. It's the rebranding, so to speak, of the district so that people will know and front and center that we are historic and we are cultural and we are Denver's only historic cultural district.
Now, lots of history here. And so the things that historians really love are those historical markers. And we have some new ones here on Welton Street that we're going to take people through. What went into getting, there are about 20 of them, new historical markers?
Yes, there are about 20 of them. And what we're doing, we are restoring them. Mm-hmm. We're restoring them and we're refacing them with the new name for the district, the Historic Cultural District, Five Points Historic Cultural District. But the content obviously will remain the same. But what we're doing is that we're replacing them, we're making crisper, you can read it better. And then of course, it'll have our branded logo on the historic markers as well.
Yeah, that's the thing about historical markers. They have to last for, a century?
I mean, a long time. I know. So we're hoping that these will last at least for another 10 years, and then we'll have to replace them again.
That's right. Now, coming up Friday night, starting at 5 o'clock at the Blair Caldwell Library, 24th and Welton, you're hosting a jazz, wine, and walking tour. So tell us about that. It sounds like a nice party walking down the street.
Absolutely. We want to celebrate the fact that we are able to restore these markers to their brilliance. And we're doing that in combination with the Five Points Jazz Festival. So what we're doing is that we're having Manuel Lopez Trio perform at the Blair Caldwell Library, and that we will have people come there, register, and then they will get a wristband and a guided tour of the markers on the Welton Street corridor. And then in addition to just having the tour, they'll have an opportunity to sip a little wine and have a few snacks along the way.
So people are opening up their doors. You can actually go in to some of these historical establishments.
Right. We'll have approximately 5 businesses that will have their doors open, and including will also be Kuvo, who will be giving the historic jazz version of what happened on this Welton Street corridor.
The condensed version. You're going to have all night here,
Well, we got some stories to tell.
We have some stories to tell, yeah.
Arturo Gomez, our music director, will be hosting you when you get all the way up to 29th in Welton. KUVO, part of Friday night's Jazz, Wine, and Walking Tour, right along Welton Street of the Five Points Historic Cultural District, from 5 to 8 this Friday night, but it starts at the library.
It starts at Blair Caldwell, 24th and Welton.
You're tracking activities on Welton Street. I saw you last a couple of months ago when the winners of the Welton Street Challenge were announced. We're beginning to see some early signs of development. What are those early signs? It's those little orange sticks and that little orange and purple paint on the street. When people start showing up, they start painting
something's
the streets.
Right.
Something's getting ready to happen.
Right.
Are you seeing any of those signs of?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of our first establishments from that Welton Challenge, which the mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock, was so very instrumental in making that happen for the Five Points area, is the Rosenberg Bagelry. That's going to open up right before the Jazz Festival. And also, they'll have a little ribbon cutting ceremony in June. And so we're really excited about that. That will be the opportunity for people to come down and find another eating establishment on the Welton Carlton Corridor. But in addition to just the businesses that are opening up here, we're also having a lot of residential development that's going to be breaking ground. And I think everyone's going to be very excited over the next 18 months in seeing not one, not two, but at least 4 to 5 breaking ground developments here on the Welton Street Corridor.
That's fantastic. It's been a, you know, it's long time coming. There are residents of this community who, you know, for a long time have been very skeptical, but it takes time. I mean, I mean that's an understatement when it comes to Five Points, but it's so much history here, and here we move, you know, with the new century, and it's just amazing. I'm just happy to be around to see some of that.
And what's so nice about this, Carlos, is that we are very vigilant about holding on to our history,
yes,
holding on to the culture. I think, you know, there's a lot of concern, or people have expressed concern about gentrification. And the nice thing is that what's happening here is a wonderful integration of the past and the present, and that you'll find people here will be able to live here, people that are at a lower income scale, all the way to the higher income scale. We're going to have that diversity of income levels here on the Welton Street Corridor.
Tracy Winchester this morning representing the Five Points Historic Cultural District. The Jazz, Wine, and Walking Tour is Friday night starting at 5 until 8, beginning at the Blair Caldwell Library with some refreshments and the Manuel Lopez Trio. What a great night. Self-guided tour or join the guided tour and KUVO among some of the other businesses with a great cultural history to tell you all about it. Hope you can join us. There are details online at artsandvenues.com/Five Points Jazz. It's part of the Five Points Jazz Festival celebration weekend. Tracy Winchester, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Steve. Thank you, Carlos.
You're welcome.